Joining us is the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. I'm John Herrick. Great to be with you on the IHSAA Champions Network. Paul, last year was your first year as commissioner. You had to deal with the pandemic and all kinds of unpredictable things popping up. How has year two gone? For the fall sports calendar year, how's that gone for you?
You know, John, year two's gone certainly different from last year. Last year, we were just trying to open up venues and figure out a way to play along the way. But, you know, this year, society, the IHSAA, our schools have learned to respect and live with COVID. And they've done a great job of that. So because of that, it looks relatively normal for us. So it's gone really well. Our fans have come back in great numbers to watch high school athletics in general. We've seen incredible crowds this year of fans just wanting to get back out and watch their local team play. So, you know, as long as kids are playing and fans get to watch, I'm going to call it a good start to the school year.
Before we get into what the football state finals will have entailed, what about all the other sports in the fall? How are you guys able to pull off those state championships for them?
You know, each sport is unique based upon the venue and the type of competition it is. But, you know, again, it's kind of been a one-size-fits-all approach, if that would be. You know, we're going to open these venues back up, and certainly social distance is not something that we have to be as focused on this year. Indiana doesn't have a mask mandate anymore, but fans certainly can make that choice to do that if they choose, and we support the local fans' choice if they want to wear a mask when they come to a venue or not. But all in all, this year has gone really well. I mean, we saw great crowds at cross country and soccer and volleyball, boys tennis, girls golf. In almost every case, the state finals were attended at normal numbers, if not record numbers, this year.
Our guest right now is the commissioner of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, Paul Neidig, on the IHSAA Champions Network. Paul, looking at the football state finals, last year you had to social distance more. You had to allow more time for cleaning and sanitization. What's the atmosphere going to be like at Lucas Oil Stadium Friday and Saturday?
Well, the good news is this year is we're going to be able to sell a day ticket like we have in years past. So if you buy a ticket for Friday, you can come watch three games, and you'll be able to do the same thing on Saturday. So I think to the fan that's been there before, it's going to look relatively normal. We're not going to be clearing the stadium out between contests. So once they get there, they can watch football. So I think the fan experience will be similar. You know, obviously, there'll be COVID protocol stations around with hand sanitizers and those types of things for fans, should they choose to use those. But, you know, again, I think it's going to look like most years have been in the past, pre-COVID.
Is Lucas Oil Stadium having fans wear masks or telling other people to wear masks, or is it just other protocols they're putting in place?
It's just other protocols within the building they're putting in place, whether it be, sanitization stations, like we said. But there's no mask requirement for fans this year at Lucas Oil as we go there.
All right. And what's kind of your early prognostication or projection in terms of ticket sales? I'm sure you guys have had a bigger response as people have bounced back.
We have. And I think we're going to have great crowds for this weekend. The one unique thing, we do not have paper tickets this year. All tickets have to be purchased online, and they're digital. So they'll walk up with their phone and show their phone, and that'll be their ticket in if they purchase the ticket. And, you know, I think most people are getting used to that. Obviously, we still have some fans that may not come to a lot of events that still wish they could get a paper ticket, but it just doesn't work that way any longer. But we continue to work with fans so they can get the technology information that they need to be able to get in using the digital ticket option.
Talking to the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, on the IHSAA Champions Network. Paul, what kind of response have you seen from some venues? I think what a lot of people want to know before they go to a venue is, do I have to wear a mask? Do I not? What do I have to do when I go in there? And you and the association have been to a lot of venues. What's kind of the consensus and feedback you're getting from the different venues you've been to?
You know, I think, you know, the feedback I've been getting is, we're just happy to be here. We're happy to be back. We're happy to allow fans in. We're happy to have the buzz back in the facility. But, you know, it's really been full steam ahead this fall. And I think most venues have become accustomed to working in the environment that we have before us today. And I think they've done a great job, and they're just thankful that people get to come watch.
And I'm sure you're looking ahead to the spring calendar year and you know, the spring sports as well. Those were kind of getting back to normal a little bit, you know, at the beginning of last year for what they were doing. I would assume it's probably going to be even better this time.
I do. I think so. We saw last spring was an incredible return to sport. You know, and I think when we went outside, you know, first of all, people love being out and about. But when we went outside last spring, you know, people showed up. They went to games. And I really think this spring will even be we'll expand on the opportunities. Well, not the opportunities, but I think fans will enjoy that same thing this spring. Obviously, we'll have to keep we'll keep our two-week protocol in place because you never know. And we've learned this virus may take a different path than we anticipate. We always have to be ready to make adjustments, and we're prepared to do that. But I do think this spring is going to be it's going to be a celebration of high school athletics once again.
Our guest is the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. You know, Paul, looking at, you know, also you guys have talked about the emphasis of making sure you have enough referees. There's been not just a shortage of referees in Indiana, but across the country. How are you guys doing in the referee department now?
You know, I don't think we'll ever say, you know, we can always use more referees. You know, it's just like any other service industry. You know, people come, they work, they have a career, and they retire. And every time somebody retires, you have to bring somebody else in the workforce, in the service industry, to be able to do that. So recruitment of officials to give back to the game that they love is something that will never stop for us. And we will always look for multitude of different avenues to recruit officials. Then we have to look at what we need to do to retain officials once they become an official. And, you know, and we have to train along the way also. You know, some of these folks just love it so much that they want to continue to get better at it, get better at their craft. And we provide opportunities for that. But, you know, recruitment is something that we'll always be doing here at the association. But, you know, officials, we do still have regional issues. I hate to speak about official shortage in general across the state, because some places we have plenty of basketball officials and we may be short some football officials. In other places, we may be short track and field officials, but we've got plenty of soccer officials. And so we have to look at that regionally also.
Well, that's all I've got, commissioners. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're just so thankful to be able to support an education-first system, and I'm thankful that we can do it here in the state of Indiana. You know, from Governor Holcomb's office to Dr. Box to Dr. Jenner, the Department of Ed, not every state is like Indiana. And the collaborative effort that we enjoy here is special. I look at it, I get to see what this looks like on a national stage, and it's just good to be in Indiana. So, John, thank you for the opportunity to talk to our fans today, and thank you for what you do to promote high school athletics across the state.
He is the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Paul, always good to visit with you, my friend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
More to come on the IHSAA Champions Network.